The transepts were the cross arms of the church. They had the practical purpose that on the east side of each there were three chapels which contained together six of the many altars that were spread throughout the cathedral. But the transepts also had a symbolic value because they gave the cathedral the cross shape that was such a significant reference to the redemptive cross of Christ. The choir of the canons passed through the central area of the transepts, over which there was a tower and almost certainly a spire. And on the west side of the transepts, there were two screens which separated off the choir of the canons from the nave. The eastern one of those was the pulpitum, which had a single door in it. And to the west of that, there was a screen which had two doors cut through it, with a nave altar in between those two doors. Within the south transept, which is the better preserved of the two of them, there was a stair that led down from the dormitory because the services of the canons started in the early hours of the morning, and it was obviously easier for them if they could come down straight into the transept and so into the choir from their dormitory without having to go through the cloister.